This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome, America. That's right, I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We got a great hour for you. Sure hope you stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. It's all about education and information. That's what we do here each week and every week. You know, home improvement projects are probably going to be the most costly investment you're going to make on your home. So you might as well hear from the experts. That's what we do here. So you can make a very, very intelligent decision. Got a great hour for you. We're going to start off this hour with a gentleman. It's the first time he's been on the show. His name is Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of the Non-Conductive Tool Company, better known as NTC Tools. He's on the line right now. He's going to be talking about his non-conductive tools for electricians. So if you're an electrician out there, you want to stay tuned to this show, we got some great exciting news for you. He's on the line right now from California, and I'm sure he's been confined to his house like all of us across this great nation. Yeah. But Mr. Warren, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing good, Michael. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Had a chance to run across you guys at the International Building Show, and I want to talk about your tool. But before we get into it, lately what I've been doing is asking my guests, because they're calling in from all parts of the country, to kind of give us a little update. Now, you're in the California area, south of Los Angeles, right in the heart of all this. Can you give us an update? And I need to tell you, man, I've been looking at some aerial views of Los Angeles, and without them cars on the driveway, man, I could actually see what Los Angeles looks like now. So the environment's getting pretty healthy out there, you know?
That's true. It truly is a nicer place to live, unfortunately. I mean, it definitely has its stuff it's going through now. But, yeah, the roads are wide open. The air is nice and clean. The pace of life has really slowed down. It almost reminds me of when I lived back east in Tennessee. You know, it's a different lifestyle.
Wow.
How's everything out by you?
It's we're on probably like you, a mandated state order to stay in our house. So as you know, New Orleans is getting really hit real hard right now. We're third per capita in coronavirus deaths right now. So with Mardi Gras and anything that happened, the city's getting hit real hard right now. But we're not allowed to go in the city. We have to stay home other than going to the grocery or to your doctor. That's pretty much it, my friend. So we're kind of shut down, too. So that's kind of all in the same boat, you know. But, hey, let's talk about – now, I'm going to call it NTC Tools in the future. That's a little short for your company. The official name of your company is the Non-Conductive Tool Company. But why did you start making non-conductive tools for electricians?
I was on a job site, and I had an apprentice who said he wished he had a toothbrush to pull the wires out of a junction box. And it got me to thinking that a non-conductive hook of some sort would be a great tool to have. And so I went to the bench, and first one I made out of wood, and it was just a hook. But then I'm looking, hey, I could push the wires back in the box with this. And then the tool just evolved. On the tip of the tool, it has a thing to bend the wires, like it's called the T-hook, and you can bend the wires to any shape and pull them out. And that was basically the first thought that started me on the path of non-conductive tools for electricians.
Wow. Now, describes the functions of your tools.
Yeah, for sure. Right now we have the Voltbox 12, which is a non-conductive tool that has, as I was saying, a hook on it that allows you to reach in a junction box. You can reach in a switch box, an outlet box, a breaker panel. You can grab the wire, pull it out, bend it to any shape you want to, push it back in the box. It has a pusher groove, which sort of, like as I do, like an outlet box, I'll push the ground wires really far back in the box and set them in there nice and tight. And before this tool, I'd use like the back of a screwdriver or my fingers, and there wasn't anything that really worked for that task. So the Voltbox 12 also has the wire nut wrench. So if you're outside, you're working on light or anything, you can, and there's a wire nut that's stuck on really tight. You take the wire nut, you put it in the wrench, and can tighten or loosen it. And then the other tool is called the multi-gauge, and it has a sliding thumb mechanism that allows you to reach in a junction box and actually grab a wire and pull it out. And in the past, I used like pliers and stuff like that, but the insulation around the wire would always get cut or damaged. And with the multi-gauge, you can grab it as hard as you want to and really pull it out and work on it and push it back in again with the V-groove. That's pretty much what they do. They move electrical wires from junction boxes in and out.
Wow. Now, what is your background? You're an electrician yourself?
Yeah, I've been in construction for about 35 years. And I started off as a handyman, became an electrician, and then became a general contractor. And so this was a tool that, as I first invented it, I had in my belt, and I'd give them away to friends, and I'd always lose them and stuff, and I always missed them as they weren't in the belt, because it's a really small tool that fit in the belt easy.
Wow. That's a common story on this show. You know, a lot of contractors and have really invented tools of necessity or needs through their trade. So it is a common story. And to try to make your job a little better, more efficient, you know, and that's probably the main reason why it was developed, to make it easy for electricians. And let's face it, you know, electricians... jobs are very dangerous. I mean, you know, they got to know what you're doing, and that's why you have to go to school, take tests, and because electricity is not something to play with. You know what I'm saying?
You know? Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why there is a safety thing with the tool, because it is a non-conductive tool, but you can, instead of having your hands in a junction box, you can just reach the tool in and move the wire. And also I have to say, though, that most of our sales are from the people who work on their own houses, because they want to have the safety and ease of using a non-conductive tool to work with the wires. So we do have a lot of electricians and contractors, except a large portion of our sales are to the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, I would tend to believe that, too. I was getting ready to ask you that question because, you know, that's what we do here on this show, safety, safety, safety. And I want to talk about that when we come back off a break. We're talking to Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of NTC Tools. That's NTC Tools. He's our guest. We're talking about his non-conductive tools for electricians. That's our show today. Stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yeah. Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Again, we invite all of you to check out Home Talk TV. That's right, our television version of our TV show. If you go to HomeTalkTV.com, we have 59 episodes sitting there. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, we were getting ready to start Season 4. Wow, it's hard to believe. Season 4 already on our television show, but that has been delayed. We're going to try to start shooting our episodes in May. But, if you know, we'll have all that information up on our website. So check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. I get a lot of you that send me some emails and say, hey, King, you know, we're watching the television show, and we're also listening to the same episode on radio. That's right. A lot of you, you know, just to let you know that we do 3 hours of radio every Saturday here on this network. But the first 30 minutes, our radio show and TV show is simulcast together. So if you're listening to it on radio, they're watching on TV and vice versa. So that's right. You're right. So if you want to catch the TV show sequenced, and a lot of you basically turn to the TV channel and turn off the volume and listen to it on radio. A lot of you do that also. So on radio, I can be more flexible. I like that word, flexible. But we're talking to Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of the NTC Tool Company. We're talking about their non-conductive tools for electricians. And I was just, Warren had told me that a lot of times do-it-yourself homeowners are purchasing their tools because they're looking for tool safety when it comes to, electrical work. But I need to find out, Warren, what has your feedback been from electricians been like, though, since the trade show?
You know, the feedback is almost always good. We're like at 4.8 stars on Amazon, and the feedback, every so often we get a person that doesn't that likes to work with their hands inside of a junction box and that doesn't want any tools. But I'd say about 95% of the people, they rave about the tools, and they, I get calls almost every day from a person, and they'll say, hey, we love the tool, you know? And so, I think the feedback has been, fantastic.
What have you been doing since the last time we talked, though?
What we've been doing is we have passings on 5 more tools, and they, are all in the same realm of non-conductive tools. And so we have the patents underway. We received a patent on one, and the rest of them are pending. And we're starting to find ways to make the tools, to make the molds, to get them up for sale with our first two tools. And
wow.
I guess as an inventor, you know, the challenge is once you invent any type of a tool or product, you have to then find a way to sell it, either a licensing deal or this or that. But the path that we chose is to start a company. And having to wear the inventor's hat and then wear the CEO hat has been the challenge of it all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the company does grow each month, and it's a steady climb, and I'm hoping that soon we can launch the other 5 tools.
Wow, I'm sure you're going to be successful. But again, what have you been doing since the last time we talked, though?
It's making more tools.
Making more tools.
Inventing more tools.
Yeah.
The prototypes and everything. And they're good. They're neat. They're just far enough outside the box of what a tool should be like, but still at the same time, all 5 of them, they solve an issue that we have out in the field with electrical.
Yeah. Now, what have been some of your biggest challenges, though?
And I said before, it's running the company. You know, that's where I mean, I wish I had a person who was the CEO and had a CFO and had everything, had a financier and that could put the money into it. But as you've probably seen often with the people on your shows, is it's difficult to run a company. And though we're doing it fine, that definitely is a challenge. The I find it easy just to invent the tools, to make the tools. You know, that really is the strongest suit that I have. So.
Now, what is your vision for the future of MTC Tools, though?
It's definitely just to get these tools that are functional and safe into the hands of electricians and homeowners, because I love hearing the feedback that we get of how people like them, how they just think it's the best tool they bought in years, and the feedback is it really fuels me and keeps me going. And then in the future, as I've said, the new tools, and also just keep my eyes open for the partnership. You know, that we really, I would love to have a partnership with either with a company or a person that could share the vision, had the financial means to really to take the bolt claws and other tools to the next step.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, for little entrepreneurs like yourself to, you know. But if you call me, off the air, I'll return your call. I have a gentleman called the, you know, a lady that specializes in crowdfunding and things like that, and I can give you her phone number because she has the availability, and that might be an option for you too. So yeah. But
cool. That'd be great. Thanks.
But what are your core philosophies with non-conductive tools, though?
We have two of them, and the first one is to not get shocked. You know, we do not want anyone just to get shocked ever again by electricity. And the second one we have is don't let the copper touch the metal. So our whole philosophy is to work with electricity. And as I'm saying this, always turn off the breakers before you work on electricity. Our tools are more that if the breaker accidentally gets turned on, or if there's a wire that you don't think is live, it is, it keeps you safe.
Well, Warren, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you so much again. Well, let's get that website in. How can we learn more about NTC Tools?
It's at boltclaw.com, and there's a video there to watch on how the tools work. And
say
thank
one
you,
more
my
time.
Friend. I really appreciate you.
Well, say it one more time, your website.
Yeah, boltclaw, boltclaw.com.
Boltclaw.com. Great. Thank you so much, Warren Tarbell. Thanks for being our guest, man. Got to run.
All right. God bless you.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with another guest, another topic right here on Home Talk USA. I'm the Cajun Contractor, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has revealed federal guidelines to reopen the United States. The three-phase plan would be led by state governors making decisions about their economies and based on hard, verifiable data.
We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open.
And Dr. Deborah Birx has said that it's almost time to open America, but not quite yet.
To all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
All of this news comes as Chinese authorities are now admitting the death toll in Wuhan, thought to be where the coronavirus outbreak outbreak first began is more than 1,300 higher than previously announced, according to their state media, an over 50% increase. For all of your news and other coronavirus updates, keep it right here at USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Some information. The National Hardware Show has been postponed to September. So, as you know, we were making plans in a couple weeks to hit the hardware show in Las Vegas, but that's going to be happening in September. So we're going to have everything posted on our website. So we're excited. Get everything going again. Hey, our next guest is on the line right now. His name is Chris Kamperman. He is no stranger to Home Talk. He's with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories and products. He's going to be talking about outdoor living spaces, what's happening, what they're doing. Give us an update of some of the technology that's being developed for the outdoorsmen, the outdoor ladies out there, enjoying your backyard, some of the things when it comes to decking products. He's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. Chris, how you doing, my buddy?
Hey, Michael, I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Well, great. Before we get into the show and learn a little bit about Decorators, just give us a little update of what's happening in your community. I like to talk a little bit because, I like to get my information from the sources. I don't bank on national media people to provide me my news. So what's happening with coronavirus in your area? Just give us a little update, if you don't mind.
I'm located in Michigan, where we do have a shelter-in-place order. That being said, our company has been deemed an essential business due to some of the ways that we support infrastructure, whether that be through building materials and needed goods while people are sheltering in place. And then we also do crating and pallets and so on for and consumer goods that are really in dire need right now. So we are up and running. We are taking care of our customers. That being said, we are also very conscious of the gravity of the situation and are doing our best to keep our family, customers, and workers safe and healthy through this very unprecedented situation. So we are hanging in there. We're doing our best. We're keeping the business moving, but we're also being as cautious as possible.
All right. Well, thank you for the little update. But let's talk about Decorators. What's the latest? What's happening? I know things have to be, like you said, to a halt, but there's some consultations y'all doing. Y'all all operating, handling your customers' information. Y'all kind of doing some groundwork stuff. Just give us an update. What's happening in the outdoor living in general, what was happening, and maybe talk about what's going to happen in the future when things get back up to par. Maybe we could attack it from that angle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good topic right now because, let's face it, a lot of people are at home right now, and they are certainly assessing their space, and being able to get outside and get some fresh air is important to a lot of people right now. So, you know, decks are still in demand, and we were seeing a very strong late winter due to the mild weather, and then the early spring has been good for us as well for deck builds, and it still remains strong. Given the current situation, that being said, this situation is very fluid and is changing quickly. So, you know, a lot of our certified pros created a solid book of business for spring and summer through home shows and some off-season marketing efforts. You know, there may be some delays over the next few weeks due to the current situation. We expect a strong year for outdoor living. And, you know, it's becoming, like I said, more and more important as the weather is starting to turn. You know, homeowners are finding that outdoor space valuable as they shelter in space and look for opportunities to get some fresh air with those that they are cooped up with. So, you know, really the priority right now is beating this pandemic, keeping families safe and healthy, and then coming back strong, you know, like our country has done so many times throughout our history. You know, we were exchanging a couple emails the other day of all the, you know, the tragedies, whether it's weather-related or, you know, health-related that you've seen over the years. And really a hallmark of our country is being able to get through these situations and get our lives back, right?
Yeah, very well said. You know, what I've been noticing lately is that as people stay home and mandated to stay home, they're doing these little honeydew projects with materials that are available or whatever, but they are doing some things. And also what they're doing is reevaluating maybe future products or maybe some repair products or considering a deck or maybe was never considering it. And now people have a chance to enjoy it at home and say, you know what, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to develop my backyard or something. So, you know, sometimes, you know, things can become a blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, try to look at the bright side of things, and this has given some people some time that we normally don't allow ourselves, and those home improvement projects that have been piling up are certainly things that people have an eye towards right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, my hygiene has gotten a little better. I got the cleanest hands in the world. I mean, you know, I'm going to wash my hands from now on. I mean, I don't think America is going to stop washing their hands when this virus is over with. I think they're going to continue. I hope they do at least. But Chris, spring is officially here, man, and homeowners are starting to assess their outdoor space again, like I said. But what are some of the top trends and features you're seeing in the decking industry?
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past, but more and more homeowners are, you know, taking cues from the interior of their homes to design and create their outdoor living spaces. And again, this is a perfect time to do that. These can be general purpose gathering spaces for relaxing or entertaining, or spaces designed for specific uses like maybe yoga or a meditation spot or curling up with a good book. People are looking for those spaces outside of their home. Space utilization is something we're often seeing as homeowners look to maximize that space they have, both inside and out, and homeowners find value in unique ways to store items and add areas for entertaining.
All right, hold on that thought right there, my friend. There's the music. Got to step away. Got to take a short break. We're talking to Chris Kampfman with Decorators. We're learning about outdoor living spaces when it comes to decking trends. That's our topic for today. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, check out our website at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. So let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, hey, welcome back. Don't forget, check out our website at HometalkUSA.com. Anything you want to know about this show, our guests, our topics, future guests and topics, You can check out our television archives at hometalktv.com. We have 59 episodes, getting ready to load up two more. We were in the process of scheduling season four, but that has been delayed. So we have to see what's going to be happening with that. But we have some shows lined up, so stay with us. Check out our website for more information as we keep you updated. But we're talking to Chris Kamperman. He is with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories and products. Chris, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what's the latest in outdoor living in general. But, you know, Chris, researching and planning a new or remodeling deck, and as I said, people are going to have more time on their hands to give a little bit more thought in their deck, and you know, it does seem like a complicated process, though. I don't know. What advice would you give my listeners? Maybe the best approach in this process?
Yeah, Michael, my advice is to really think about how you plan to use your deck, and then research the best options for those uses. You know, there are so many resources online, like HometalkUSA.com, right? Yeah. On what's available from both an appearance and function standpoint. Also, the online community is very welcoming when it comes to home improvement projects. Homeowners love to share reviews and advice on why they chose what they chose for their project. So it's good to look at what information's out there, what people like, what they didn't like, and why they chose those items. So here are a couple questions that I like to give to homeowners that they can ask themselves when they begin their deck project. One of those is, do you consistently entertain with large groups? Is that a reason for your outdoor space? Are you looking to simply relax after a hard day's work, because you're going to want to add some elements to your deck to increase the ability to, you know, find a little peace and calming after a hard day's work? Do you like to grill, cook, and prepare meals outdoors? Do you have kids or pets? If so, there are some special considerations around that. Do you plan to use your deck when the sun goes down? That's important, because you're obviously going to want to incorporate lighting into your decking project. And then, do you plan to have a pool or spa on or around your deck? You want to make sure you get the right materials that work well with moisture. So a few other major considerations are, does it need a railing? This decision can be driven by building codes, function, or aesthetics. If so, consider the type of railing up front. We've talked in the past, Michael, that the railing is perhaps the most visible portion of the deck, so make sure you get the material, color, and style that fits your lifestyle and the core. From a reputable manufacturer who stands behind their products. And then, how much maintenance are you okay with? You know, wood has long been a good option for decking, but are you okay with cleaning and sealing it on a regular basis? If not, then begin looking at some low-maintenance wood alternative decking. It has a higher price tag out front, but the maintenance is minimal, and the deck is typically warranted for an extended period of time. And finally, do you plan to build yourself or work with a licensed and experienced contractor? This is a major decision that can impact the whole experience, so it's a decision you want to make early in the process of your deck project.
Great. But now, all right, so what advice you would have for my listeners, say, who are weighing the options, I don't know, of building their own deck or hiring a licensed professional?
Yeah, like I said, it's a big decision, and one that can really impact the outcome of your final product. So, again, with all the resources on the World Wide Web, you know, YouTube, House, Pinterest, to name a few, more and more homeowners are tackling significant improvements. However, the information available tends to gloss over the cost of materials, exactly how much time is put into each project, any special tools that are needed to complete the project. So if you're contemplating a new deck for your home, but uncertain whether or not you're up to the task, I have a couple things to consider. First, if you're looking to do it yourself, the main things to be aware of are building codes. They stay the same whether or not you use a professional or you do it yourself. So permits and inspections are something to consider. A licensed professional typically has that process down pat. Warranties. Most manufacturers' warranties are void if the products aren't installed correctly. So you want to make sure that if you do it yourself, you install it according to the manufacturer's installation guide. Time and special tools. Many homeowners have the basics when it comes to tools, but there are often scenarios where having the right tool for the project makes a significant difference.
All right, hold on. That's all right there, Mr. Chris. Got to take another short break. But don't go nowhere. I got one more little segment to cover. So you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget we're all streaming live on the World Wide Web. Check out our website at hometalkusa.com. When you're there, you can check out our television show, our radio program. And if you want to go directly to the archive site, it's hometalktv.com. So, but it's all related. It's all accessed to one main site. But check it out, hometalkusa.com or hometalktv.com. Again, we're talking to Chris Kampelman with Decorators. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Chris. Always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers. So let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back. Now you're here. Yay!
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you,
the American consumer. We're talking to Chris Kampman. He is with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in decorating accessories and products. That's what we're talking about. I don't know why I'm talking fast today, but I'm like running through things, but I guess I'm all rested, I guess. But that's what we're talking about, deck and railing a topic. Chris, now, what about, this is what I want to talk about. How can my listeners locate a dealer or a qualified contractor to learn more about Decorators and discuss their outdoor project, especially when those in the upcoming months, won't be installing or remodeling a deck, what are some of the maintenance items? I know I'm kind of putting a whole bunch of questions together, but I only have a couple minutes left, so maybe we can cover everything at one time before I have to let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now is a good time to start qualifying which products and then ultimately which contractors you might want to use for your deck project. Most solid contractors who are in this decking space, they're proud of the work they do, and they'll typically have a gallery of projects and references that you can access before working with them on your decking project. So now is a good time to do that research, do the research on the products, do research on the potential contractors. A lot of them have a good Instagram page. A lot of them have a House and Home Advisor pages that you can use to access reviews and testimonials. So it's a great time to do that and find the right person to work in a decking project. So another resource is just our website, Michael. That's decorators.com, DECKORATORS.com. Look up in the right-hand corner. We have a where to buy and a locate a contractor section. If you click on one, enter your zip code, it'll show you the options of dealers and contractors near you. Within those listings, we denote which contractors are certified pros, and then which dealers are part of our dealer program. Those are contractors and dealers who have been trained on our products and are best equipped to help you through that process of planning, designing, and installing the Decorators deck. And certainly reach out to us if you have any questions about any of our installers or our products. Our customer service is ready and waiting to work with homeowners.
All right, my friend. There it is.
Value to their homes. All right.
Oh, we got it in, my friend. Give us that website again. How can we learn more about Decorators?
Yeah, absolutely. It's decorators.com. DECKORATORS.
Say it one more time, my friend.
Decorators.com. Decorators with a K.
Got you, my friend. Chris Kampman, thank you for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
All right, another one in the can. Yeah. Well, that's about it. That's another hour of the best in home improvement information education. Another hour in a can, man. And we're going to take stay tuned. We got some more episodes for all of the affiliates that are leaving us. I want to say thank you for the affiliates that are staying. Hey, we got two more hours of the very best, again, of home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun Contractor Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.